Welcome to another episode of Love Everyone Equally. I'm your host, Delta, aka Mrs. Delightful, and I'm joined with
Eugene, aka The Truth.
So, guys, this is not going to be a long episode because we haven't been here in a while. So we just wanted to reintroduce ourselves and let you know that we are back. So this is more of a life update as to why we haven't been recording and podding. And what has it been, 2-3 months? Okay, yeah, I'd say about around that time. So, since our last episode, we have been pretty busy. Isaiah has gone to prom.
Yeah.
He has graduated from high school with college honors.
Ooh.
He also picked a school, did admissions and the college visit.
Yeah, buddy.
We had an open house, which is a trunk party or a graduation party for him.
Congratulations, Zayday.
And Eugene got a promotion. Woo, woo, woo.
More headaches. More headaches.
So we just wanted to let everyone know that we have not stopped potting. We just took a little bit of a break because our schedule was very hectic. So Isaiah went to prom and he didn't go with anyone, but he had a very good time where he was the life of the party. So he had a lot of girls, he said, that he was dancing with. So he had a really good time. He looked very handsome in his suit. And we just want to thank everybody for coming over and taking pictures with him before he left for prom. So that was so beautiful and so very kind for everyone to be here. His graduation, it was beautiful. It was on a Sunday. Ooh, unfortunately, Eugene was sick and he wasn't able to be there in person.
I was in the hospital.
Yes, you was.
Pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a special day in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. But Christy, Mama Belle, was able to live stream it for you. So you were there, but you wasn't there.
Came in with the save.
Yes, she did. Thank you, Mama Belle. Whoop, whoop. We need some like sound effects or something. So he got his diploma. He graduated. I was so shocked to know that he graduated with college honors.
I wasn't shocked.
Well, I mean, I didn't know he was going to get like the what is that, the scarf or something on his cap and gown.
Yeah.
And he got his diploma and he even got his college credit degree and he got his CNA license.
Went to summer school and now he's going to get his associate.
He's getting his associate's degree.
He'll be wrapping that up in another week.
Yep, another week.
His dedication is great.
Yes, unbelievable.
Especially after the last year of heartache.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he chose a college. He's gonna be going to Western Michigan, the Broncos. So he's pretty excited about that.
I don't think so.
I think he is. I think deep down he's probably more nervous because it's a big change for him and it might be a little more work, you know, but I think once he gets into the routine, he'll be fine. So we went there. He ended up spending the night to get familiar with like the whole college experience. He slept in a dorm and he went to some of the classes and the programs that they had for the incoming freshmen, and he met a lot of new kids. So that was a good thing for him, yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to drive back and get him the next day. So I was at work, but yeah, it was pretty good. You got to say something.
I did say something.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, uh-huh, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, it was a nice last 2-3 months of him conquering and achieving some of his goals in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his next step in his life. I got a promotion.
Yeah, you got a promotion.
Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because no one wants to work in this day and age. No one really wants to work, but usually back 20 years ago or 10 years ago, if you didn't work, you know, if you didn't feel like working, you still showed up to work. Nowadays, people taking mental health days. People, if they feel like they just don't want to go, they're not going. People don't have the care for themselves or others anymore. The world is in a really tough space right now. And I just pray that things can turn around and get better for us. And when I say us, I mean us that's living here in this world.
Well, okay. I don't have much to say
today. You said I wasn't saying
nothing. Yeah, I know. I don't really have anything to add today. You said a mouthful.
Down the last 3 months.
Yes.
So it ain't nothing that I really could say.
Okay. I mean, you was there. Maybe not for the graduation, but you was there with everything else. When we picked out his suit, that was you and him that went to pick out his suit for prom. And then we had his open house 2 days before the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hot ass day. It was really hot that day, but it turned out really beautiful. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Justin. Thank you to the whole Butler family for helping us and allowing us to use your home for the venue. Thanks to everyone for coming out. Isaiah got a lot of stuff that he needed for college, and he got some money. So he was really happy about that. I think he was over the moon with that. Why it was a very special day. It was kind of an emotional day. It was hot, and it was an emotional day because, you know, Eli wasn't there. So, but everybody else was there, and so they stepped up and they showed out for him, for Isaiah. And you know, we are just so blessed to have a community that has embraced and wrapped their arms around us and just showed us nothing but love and unconditional support.
I wouldn't say community did step up, but, you know, it was more...
The community is the people that we've gotten to know in the community. It's not the whole community, but it's the community of people that is surrounded by you that's not blood or, you know, considered family. Yeah. So, do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm proud of the man that Isaiah is becoming through the hardship that he has faced. The way he has dealt with his brother not being here is unbelievable. The strength that he has given to us, the way he carries himself, his dedication to his body, staying focused. He's in the gym. He's working at a doctor's office at the same time he's going to school. And he's not stressing himself out to the max. So I hope he carries that on to his college years and years because he wants to be a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
People that I like to think, like Jacob, mm-hmm. Aaron, you know,
Calvin,
Will, Amen, all.
Allie.
Lily. All those who that was friends of Elijah and have made our family feel loved and complete in a sense. We never will be complete because he's not here, Elijah, but, you know, they try their best to fill that hole. I thank them for that.
We do. I thank them too for that as well. It's so many people to thank.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want to give a special thanks to Kelly, Justin, Mama Bell, Papa Bell.
Yeah.
All of Elijah's friends and Isaiah's friends.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Butler, Kelly's mom and stepdad. Allie's mom and dad. Who else?
Mike and Kelly. They not just Allie's mom and dad. Okay.
Holly.
Yes, Holly. Holly.
Shout out to Holly. Dana. Whoop whoop. Sean and Shireen. Yeah. Whoop whoop.
Good luck on Holly next Avenger.
Yes. Good luck, Holly, on your new adventure. Hopefully we can hang out before you leave. Kim, Miss Cleveland, Mr. Cleveland, my aunts, uncles, your auntie, your sister Lovey, your cousin Lovey and her kids, all of our family that wasn't able to make it, but have always been supportive and show both of our boys unconditional love. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that we are back, and we just need to take some time off to get everything situated, and we look forward to the upcoming episodes and the new season, because this is the last of the season one, but the new season, we hope to have
this is the new season.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the new season. We hope to have some very interesting topics and discussions going forward, and we're kind of looking for the next chapter in this journey of ours. So want to tell everyone out there, please like, subscribe, share, support, donate if you can, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.